time to talk about pills gone bad. How's that for a grabbing headline? In-depth look into the importance of year-round safe medication disposal practices. And here to help us sort through it is Jay Campbell, Executive Director of the North Carolina Board of Pharmacy and also currently serving as the NABP President and also the Policy and Communications Director for the NABP, Melissa Madigan. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jay. Melissa, appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, looking at the bio, both of you have worked as pharmacists or have done work behind the counter. Is that true, or am I stepping over something?
No, that's certainly true. It's been a long time since I was behind the counter, but I sure once did it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What happens behind there with that pill? There's that thing, the stick, and that little tray. Is that all you count pills all day? What goes on with that? I see that all the time.
Well, there's a lot more to it than that, but certainly the counting is part of it.
Making sure you get the right dose and get the right number of pills. And sometimes we get more pills than we need, it seems. Let's talk about this. What are some of the dangers of having some of this unwanted or expired medication that we have?
Well, the dangers you would think of, Bruce, you always got a risk that if you've got medication sitting around in a cabinet that are expired or you're not taking anymore, you got a risk that your kids or a pet might find them and accidentally ingest them. And then, of course, we know that teens and other young adults who sometimes experiment with pain medication, for example, very often their first access to those are leftover pills in a cabinet.
Sometimes they take it. Who knows why they're taking it, but what they don't even know what the effects could be.
That's right. Curiosity, of course, is a strong motivator, and somebody can get into taking those things and find themselves in trouble.
We always talk about people locking up their medication, but you're actually talking about getting rid of it. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, well, Melissa's going to talk about some online resources, but there are all kinds of good reasons to get rid of those. Melissa, you want to tell them how to do that?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, safe.pharmacy, and we developed this website because our mission is highly tied to patient safety, and this website is dedicated to helping patients use their medication safely. If you go to that website and you scroll down just a little bit, you'll find a tool where you can find locations where you can bring your medications back to be disposed of. Safe disposal is really important. And it's better than throwing it in the trash or flushing it down the toilet.
Do we have to identify what it is, or we just bring a bag of pills and when we dispose of it and say, here, get rid of it?
No, you just bring it back, and they should take it back for you. Oftentimes, the disposal sites are pharmacies or police stations or government buildings, and there should be someone at the police stations and the government buildings manning this receptacle. But they should let you just put your medications in it.
Once we drop those off, what happens to them? Where do they go?
Yeah, a lot of times, or in most cases, the drop site, they have a relationship with something called a reverse distributor, but it's a company that will come and pick up those medications and take them away, typically taking them away to be incinerated.
What if we are not able to get to a disposal site? Is there any kind of home versions of what we need to dispose of the pills or make them less attractive to somebody?
Absolutely, Bruce. I mean, again, there are about 8,000 disposal sites right now on the website, so chances are pretty good that you could find a disposal site near you. But if you can't, we do advise folks, if you can, stay away from just flushing drugs. I understand why that is an attractive option, but we like to avoid getting drugs into the water system if we can. A better option is just to take the vial that your tablets or pills are in, add some water to it, and then maybe add something like dirt or coffee grounds, and shake that up. Just anything you can put in there to make those leftover medications not something that a child or a pet or anybody else would want to get into and take.
Talking this morning with Jay Campbell, also Melissa Madigan, both with the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. One of the medications that I come across that I don't realize I have so much of is my pet medication. You know, you get something for a dog or whatever, or maybe you had it through a period where it got sick, and now you're left with all that medication. I guess the same thing applies to that?
Yeah, no question. Any sort of prescription medication or even non-prescription medication for pets or for humans, always good if it's just sitting around to go ahead and get rid of it in a safe way.
So when I look at some of those cold remedies and it has some sort of number on it, I'm assuming that's the year or something, I could tell that it's expired. Or if I think, when's the last time I used it, I should probably not try to use it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Any of your medications, over-the-counter or prescription, are going to have an expiration date on the labeling. But yeah, Bruce, if it's expired, certainly you want to get rid of it. Even if it's not expired, but it's not something that you are currently taking or haven't taken in a while, usually a good idea to go ahead and get rid of it.
I know that we have around here locally, they'll have some sort of a campaign where there'll be a weekend of kind of getting rid of your meds. And so at some point, I have a box, shoe box of some sort, maybe not that big, but I'll start like collecting them along the way. But now you say I can probably do this at any time I come across some pills. It's more than likely if I go to the safe.pharmacy, I'll be able to find a site that maybe will take it. It seems that from my list that I'm looking at here, locally I see that there's some CVS or a Walgreens or something like that. So some of those larger chains that dispense them are also taking them back?
They are, and it's a real convenience for patients. This is just very recent in the last couple of years that stores have been able to take back medications, particularly controlled substances. So we're very happy to promote the fact that chains are participating as well.
Sounds great. Again, if people want to find out more, www.safe.pharmacy. And I know we run announcements as well. That's a good place, too, if you're looking to get prescriptions, talking about make sure you get stuff, because people have all different ways of getting medication, not only with their pharmacist face-to-face, but online as well. And it's a good place just to understand how you can get good, safe medication that way. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Bruce, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Melissa Madigan is the Policy and Communications Director of the NABP. And also there's Jay Campbell, Executive Director of the North Carolina Board of Pharmacy and President of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.